It's Golic and Wingo.
With the ninth pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Mike McGlinchey, offensive tackle, Notre Dame.
You look at McGlinchey, huge kid, 6'8", 310-pounder. His technique is outstanding. He will be a plug-and-play starter at right tackle as a rookie.
And that is our very subtle way of welcoming in our next guest. Hey, did you guys know he played for Notre Dame? I wasn't sure if you guys knew he played for Notre Dame.
I heard that.
Mike McGlinchey, formerly of Notre Dame, now of the San Francisco 49ers, joins us now on Golic and Wingo. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I didn't have a choice, just so you know. These Golden Domers keep bashing me over the head with their Golden Domes.
Cliff, seriously?
As they should.
Seriously,
as
Cliff? Thank you. Thank you, Cliff. Way late with the song.
Make our guest feel at home.
Come on now. Wow, Mike, congratulations. What a moment. You know, we saw the video. You weren't at the draft. You were with a bunch of family and you got a lot of friends, by the way. So take us back again to
that was true. That was good.
To that moment of getting that phone call, and we all saw your emotion in the video, but just take us back there, just that feeling when you got the call.
Well, I was related to most of those people, so not all, that was mostly family, but it was just an incredible night. And when I got the call, I wasn't expecting San Francisco. I hadn't really talked much to them after the combine at all. They kept it pretty close to their vest that they were going to take me, and as soon as the Bears picked at 8, my phone rang, and I knew where I was going after that, and spoke to Mr. Lynch and Coach Shanahan, and you know, started crying and hugging everybody and celebrating, and it was just an incredible moment for me and my family.
Mike McGlinchey with us, 49ers OT on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Get the feeling of being rewarded with gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving 5 cents a gallon today. I always find that interesting, Mike, because we were talking about this with Colton Miller. The Raiders never had him in for a workout, and they chose him in the first round. So you really didn't have a lot of contact with San Francisco, and they still took you. Who were the teams that actually had the most interest and showed the most interest in you?
Well, I had visited and interviewed and worked out for Tampa Bay and the Bengals and a couple other teams, but I knew that going into the week that Oakland was probably going to be the most likely situation. But after the Niners picked me, I guess they went and felt that Colton Miller was a great player as well. So I was really, really shocked when San Francisco was the team that called, and I only had one formal interview with them at the combine, and it was 15 minutes long, and that's literally all I had heard from them. So a pretty wild experience, and pretty wild how the draft shakes out, but very fortunate and very lucky to be a 49er.
So now you are a 49er. You understand this organization as it's starting to build its identity, has already cemented its starting quarterback with Jimmy Garoppolo. Have you had a chance to talk to Jimmy yet, the guy that you're going to be protecting?
Yeah, so I met Jimmy right after one of his workouts this past weekend when I got flown out there for all the interviews and media and stuff like that this past weekend. Very excited to get to work with Jimmy. I mean, he's as good as it gets, I think, in the league, and I think that we really have a chance to do something special this year, and I think that he proved that as the last couple games flew by, and, you know, Jimmy's going to be a force to be reckoned with in the NFL, and obviously super excited to be in front of him and keeping him upright and healthy and allowing him to do what he can do and light up the scoreboard.
Talking to Mike McGlinchey, the new offensive tackle for the San Francisco 49ers, formerly of Notre Dame, where, again, Quentin Nelson went number 6 to the Colts. We had him on yesterday, but there's three of us right now. Two of us in this room, one on the phone. I'm sorry, two of you. I didn't get yelled at by Harry Heastan, but you got yelled at by Harry Heastan. My son Mike did. McGlinchey, I'm sure you did, and I'm sure Quentin did for a while. So there's the three I was thinking of. So let's go into the making of a lineman a little bit. Harry Heastan, your coach at Notre Dame, now with the Chicago Bears. Tell everybody how he helped you become a first-round draft pick.
Well, I think Harry is just, you know, kind of the mastermind of how to get the best out of his players. I think that he is as good as it gets in both the college football ranks and the NFL ranks as an offensive line coach, and the Bears are very lucky to have him. But he's just, you know, just so passionate, so intense, and so good at teaching the small details that nobody really hones in anymore. And I think that he's just so old school in that regard, and that he doesn't let anything slip underneath the cracks or slip go unnoticed. And it's the passion and the intensity and the demand that he has for greatness, along with the ability to teach the greatest details of the game and of the position, that just kind of crank out offensive linemen left and right like we have in the last 5 or 6 years.
Mike McGlinchey with us, 49ers offensive tackle, 9th overall selection. I don't know if you guys know he did play at Notre Dame.
Yes, he did.
Mike, let's talk a little bit about your background, because one of the things I love doing in preparing for the draft is reading the stories of everybody, because I think people look at draftees as like products instead of people, and they're like something you can go to the Apple store to make your computer run faster instead of being an actual human being. One of the things I loved about your story is people may not know you're cousins with Matt Ryan, and by the way, in the background article I read, he said, "I almost went to Boston College because of Matt Ryan. Thank God I didn't do that." threw that one in there. But you also told the story one time of you when your families were all vacationing somewhere and you're on the beach and Matt went to throw you the football, and he kept throwing it way over your head, and you asked him why he was doing that, and you said,
"He said because that's where Julio goes up to get it." And I said, "Well, you know what? I'll take the loss on that one then, because I'm not getting up there."
Hey, Matt, come down to my level, man. Understand who you're working with.
Because I knew that he could put it wherever he wanted it, and I knew that he was doing that on purpose. And I said, "Well, what the hell are you doing? I can't get up there." And he said, "Well, I'm not gonna miss my throws because of what you're capable of doing." So.
Family is the best, isn't
it? Awesome. It really is.
Yeah.
Talking to Mike McGlinchey on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line. And Mike, between Matt, who you're obviously related to, and you mentioned some of the other guys, Ronnie Stanley, Zach Martin, his brother Nick, all that have come out, have you talked to any of these guys specifically, gotten advice about what to expect now that not only you're joining the NFL, but you're your team's first-round pick and the expectations that come with that?
Yeah, I actually spent some time with Zach and Nick 2 weekends ago in Austin, Texas for Nick's bachelor party, actually. So that was a good time, and it was right before the draft, so I got to get a full lowdown on everything that they, you know, experienced themselves and what to expect from me. And obviously they were both they both called after the draft, and I've been talking to Nick every other day pretty much since the draft had happened. You know, it's a cool thing. It's a cool thing to have your best friends be in the NFL and be able to learn from them and see how successful that they've been over the last few years, especially with Zach and Ronnie and Nick when he can stay healthy. It's just been incredible to watch those guys. And obviously, it's the same thing as it was at Notre Dame. I had the best examples to learn from, and I still do. And I constantly am pulling at those guys for information, for, you know, advice or anything that they can give me to, you know, make my job and my transition a little bit easier.
By the way, knowing the contract that Zach will be signing very soon, did he pay for the entire weekend?
Yeah.
He did.
Thank God.
There you go. So let's go on the field a little bit. You played right tackle at Notre Dame and left tackle. What Coach Shanahan, what was the for you, what will it be out in San Francisco?
Well, they got Joe Staley holding down the left side over there, and he's a pretty damn good player himself. So I'm going to be
now. You got him.
Right,
you got him.
I wouldn't say that. No, not sure about that. But no, I'll be starting on the right side, and really excited about that. And it's where I started at Notre Dame. So keep the same career trajectory as I did when I first started college.
Mike McGlinchey with us, first round pick of the San Francisco 49ers. Mike, for those that don't play, and for those that just are casual observers of the game and hear all these things about football, tell us why you love this game so much. Because I think people don't understand sometimes the passion that guys that do this have for this game and what it means to them.
Well, I think it's a mixture of two things. I think first and foremost, from a football standpoint, it just challenges you constantly. And it's something that you'll never be satisfied with. There's always something to improve on. It's something that, you know, when you get to be at the level that we're at now, it's such a fun competition week in and week out, and it's such a battle. And I get to play against the best players in the world at what I do, and to get to that level and to chase that constantly is a great, great feat, and it's something that I need to have in my life, and it's just why I get up in the morning. And the other thing of why football is the greatest game in the world is because of the guys that it brings along in your life. Football has given me the relationships that have shaped my entire life, and especially my college career so far. I've gotten, you know, the best friends and best teachers and mentors out of playing the game of football that will last for the rest of my life, and I couldn't be more thankful for that. But it's the combination of the challenge that football brings, how fun it is because of that, and then the people that you get to meet along the way.
All right, listen, that was, let me just say, well done.
Yeah.
You know, for those of us that like follow the game and have worked in the game, that's a big part of it for me as well. That camaraderie, I'm sure it exists in every sport, but the feeling is like it's just different in football because you have to have 11 guys working together in that huddle, or otherwise it's never going
to
work.
Yeah, without a doubt. You have to rely on the guy next to you so much. So
don't screw it up, Mike.
And you relied on a guy next to you, and he relied on you, and you went 6th and 9th in the draft. So congrats to both you guys, and best of luck out there. I'm sure we'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you guys very much. Appreciate you having me on.